Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
I don't want to pass this problem on to the next president, whoever it is. And if, as a nation, we don't deal with this now, when will we deal with it?
Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared that he would not jeopardize the nation's security because of a campaign promise made by the president. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority, saying the facility has inspired jihadists and served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. The Syrian government says it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State group and other militants. The opposition High Negotiations Committee said late Monday it agrees to the ceasefire as long as its demands for the lifting of sieges, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and an end to the bombings of civilians are met. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory in Nevada's Republican caucuses. The latest polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. The next Democratic presidential nominating contest is in South Carolina on Saturday. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis in the country. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports more than 100,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Greece and Italy this year. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The International Organization for Migration reports more than 410 refugees and migrants have lost their lives while making the perilous journey this year. It says similar figures were recorded for the same period last year. The IOM says the Eastern Mediterranean route between Turkey and Greece continues to be the deadliest, accounting for 321 migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations is accusing Afghan and U.S.-led international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The U.N. says the alleged incident occurred on February 18th in Wardak province. A U.S. Army spokesman says the Afghan government is investigating the report. He said it is Pentagon policy not to comment on an ongoing investigation. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March. Pakistan is offering to host the negotiations. That announcement follows a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States. An independent U.S. research group says China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. A report by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies was issued on the eve of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday he plans to travel to Cuba in the next week or two for talks on human rights. Kerry made the statement before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He told the committee that concerns about human rights in Cuba still remain. Initial returns from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in the lead, but the opposition is already rejecting those results. The vote count released Tuesday by Niger's Electoral Commission showed Issoufou winning about 40% of the vote, trailed by opposition candidates Hama Amadou and Seni Omaru with 29% and 12% respectively. Senate Republicans appear to be hardening their stand against considering any Supreme Court nominee put forth by President Barack Obama. Mr. Obama is expected to soon nominate a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senator James Inhofe Tuesday proclaimed no hearings. Senator Lindsey Graham said he would not even meet with an Obama nominee. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower throughout most of the trading sessions today. European markets were also down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.